He also told me that many Christians had frozen him into a past that was over and gone, and he needed someone who could allow him to be the expanded being that he is today. To say that I have been privileged to receive this information can only hint at the deep feeling of joy it brings. Yet I share honestly that it also brought up every emotion of fear, lack of self-worth, and doubt that my personality still retained even after years of psychological cleansing and efforts to become emotionally grounded and secure. When I was first approached for this task, I had a constant questioning that demanded, "But why me? Why me, when there are so many other good people available?" And the answer came, in gentle support, "Because you wish to know the true me, are willing to serve, and have given me permission to enter your life." Over and over again I was told that because this is a free will planet, all of us must ask to receive the spiritual ones, must agree to cooperate by our personal choice. I need to share with you, also, that I had to confront fear of the greatest magnitude, fear that I couldn't do it right, fear that I would be laughed at, ostracized or scorned, fear that my mortality might taint the truth of the message, and many other things. I experienced this in spite of a joyful relationship with this great one who insisted we had worked together before and that he was grateful for my help once again. Still, doubt and fear were my companions many times when Jesus first spoke to me, and I even broke my toe as a symbol of the ungrounding I felt in my mental and emotional attitudes. At first I would nervously ruin tapes I was speaking into, or my fingers would become blocked when I sat in the silence before my typewriter ready to hear his message for transcription. I have to admit that until I just surrendered and relaxed into the peace of meditation, he had to struggle to be heard in my mind. The question that I often asked him was, "Jesus, will anybody believe I can do this?" For although I am a college teacher of known sanity, I felt people would think I had gone crazy. How patiently he let these fears surface, and how lovingly he led me a step at a time those first days. It was not until I felt the sure contact between us that I finally agreed to make the notes for the book and worked, day by day, not knowing exactly where the next day's information was leading. Eventually, during the nearly 6 months of work, a clear and consistent pattern emerged in which each day's messages fit together and took the form of a book with 9 chapters. There were times I could feel him searching my mind for words to explain a concept that he could not find, and he would have to detour and use an alternative expression which probably was not his first choice. Also, when he would release mental pictures, light packets, or symbols, I would be overwhelmed by the immensity of their content and would have to have him slow down and go over it with me piece by piece. Still, he insisted I was doing well and that he was pleased with my energy and service. In the beginning, Jesus would often revamp phrases and verbiage over and over again, but as he learned what vocabulary was available in me, he quickly moved to utilize it to the maximum extent possible. Nevertheless, due to our hurry in publishing this book, there are probably errors for which I must take full responsibility. Should you find any, please let me know. There were many times when I could feel the Master's presence with me as if we were temporarily entwined. I have felt his sadness at the way the world has treated his teachings, and I have felt his indignation, as well. He is a being of immense love but also a powerful, practical thinker of enormous will. There were times, too, when I cried either during or after a session from the realization that many souls will refuse to listen to his or any words of love and peace. At the end he told me we had achieved most of what he had hoped for and we were far enough along that he would let the rest go due to time restraints. But in any case, you the reader must select from its contents what is valuable for yourself. If there are questions, please write me about them. My main reason for not wanting to scribe this book was the tremendous responsibility it seemed to hold. However, I was told not to take on anyone else's responsibility. Rather, I was told to write the words down and let them speak for themselves. Here, then, is the gift for your perusal. May it serve you in some meaningful way. Many of you are already channels of love, and many channel by means of intuition or the way you sense and know things. Many have undoubtedly had direct experience of the words or presence of Jesus and other great masters, your own personal teachers and guides, or the inner guidance of soul and Holy Spirit. Some of these contacts are personal and private, but others contain the seeds of truth to be shared with others. I encourage you to take your step forward, to release the doubts and fears you may have, and give what you can right now if you are asked to participate. For those who are just beginning the meditation process, don't be surprised if there is a cleansing time you must go through to reach a higher level of purity in your mental and emotional attributes. I had meditated nearly 10 years and still it was 6 months after my return from Israel before Jesus was able to speak clearly to me regarding this material. During this 6 months, I had some unusual changes in consciousness and some physical distress as various barriers to the higher vibrations were cleansed away. That is not to say I am perfect even now. Nor do I say each person requires that long to cleanse. It was only my unique experience. But most of us can't sit down and immediately receive the higher vibrations without a time of cleansing out the old ideas and patterns that would stand in the way, a time to be healed enough to present the material in as pure a form as possible. So if you wish to have soul guidance, please be willing to meditate both daily and then weekly in groups with others who desire peace on this planet. For by that action did I, myself, make a way for this message to be brought forth. So I know it works. I would also like to publicly acknowledge my friends and fellow meditators for the hours of deep peace and joy which sharing our hearts' love together in the group has brought. Without that, I am certain my road would have been very different. So to each and every one with whom I have ever meditated, I say a sincere and grateful thank you. Because of the intense and insistent comments from Jesus about humanity's need to meditate, I was expecting to include a bibliography of sources and groups which are involved with this activity. But I was told that each one who is sincere merely has to ask within to learn which meditation style and or group is appropriate, and the way will be made clear. Lists of books can be obtained in libraries and bookstores, of course, and you will be drawn to your own answer and experience. Yes, ask within. That is the place to begin always. But then you must follow through with action for the cycle to be completed. For this is a planet where manifestation and realization of mind thoughts must occur to show us our creations. I honor your own path, and again encourage you to do the greater things that Jesus asks us to do in the seeking of inner peace. You may have noticed that I continue to use the familiar name Jesus rather than the Christ, which seems impersonal to me. But this is just my habit. Truly, this is a cosmic being, who speaks to us. In closing, I want to share that through his mental pictures I have seen other solar systems, galaxies, and far-flung corners of the universe, which deepened my awareness of what he seeks to draw us toward. And I realize that we of Earth are far more than I ever dreamed, perhaps more than I can even comprehend while in physical form. Yours in love and service. Virginia Asin, 1994-1995 comments. It has become clearer and clearer, in the years since I first penned this book, that tremendous changes have happened to us humans already, and that even greater ones await. My own body and emotions have struggled to keep pace with the powerful acceleration of energies that demand cleansing and healing, as have those of many other people I know. All around me I see living proof that these DNA cellular changes and chakra adjustments require careful attention even as we learn to successfully participate in group consciousness for the good of all life. My experience continues to be that individuals and group relationships present my greatest opportunity for personal growth and for acquiring the ways of mutual cooperation. I'm also finding that when the energy of a committed group consciousness can be focused to envision a better world, manifestation is incredibly powerful and often nearly instantaneous. Then let us join together and focus our healing intention where our Creator would have it be. On growth, love, and wisdom achieved together through the principle of unity. Always your spiritual sister, Virginia, Love Core Networking. The term Love Core was coined in the book New Teachings for an Awakening Humanity. It is a universal alliance of all human beings of goodwill who seek both inner personal peace and its planetary application. Thus the worldwide Love Corps family is committed to achieving inner peace through meditation and self-healing and to sharing that peace in groups where the unity of cooperation can be applied towards the preservation of all life. In order to support our light workers, wherever they may be, we publish the Love Corps newsletter. Its purpose is to keep our Love Corps family informed of the very latest information being received from the spiritual hierarchy. Virginia Asin frequently travels around the United States and the world to link Love Corps energies, to share additional information not included in You Are Becoming a Galactic Human, new cells, new bodies, new life, new teachings for an awakening humanity, secret truths, a young adult's guide for creating peace, and Descent of the Dove books, and to encourage humanity's achievement of peace and the preservation of all life upon planet Earth. If you would like to be involved in the Love Corps endeavors, to participate with us in seminars, or to have an individual counseling session, please write for information so we may include your area in our itinerary. This time of awakening brings a new spiral of information, to move each of us to a higher level of inner peace and planetary involvement. You are encouraged to accept the responsibility of this evolutionary opportunity and immediately unite efforts with other people in creating peaceful attitudes and conditions on our planet.